USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is headed to the Middle East to follow up on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The White House says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit will underscore America's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. He'll also focus on the Biden administration's effort to rebuild ties with the Palestinian people. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill looking at voter ID laws across the United States. North Carolina Democrat G.K. Butterfield opening the virtual hearing by saying some of the voter ID laws disproportionately burden minority voters. Wisconsin Republican Brian Steele calls Butterfield's arguments a false narrative.
We find ways to work to ensure our elections are free, fair, and secure.
Steele also stressing that voter ID makes it easier to vote and hard to cheat. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Another blue state governor is caught violating her own state's COVID rules at a local restaurant.
Michigan's governor has issued an apology after being caught violating her own health orders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was photographed at an East Lansing bar apparently violating her social distancing order. Whitmer apologized on Sunday, saying that because everyone in her group was vaccinated, she hadn't thought twice when two tables were pushed together to accommodate the growing group. Whitmer is one of several governors who have faced severe backlash over their COVID restrictions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Texas Senate has passed legislation to ban critical race theory from public and charter schools in the Lone Star State. The bill now heads to Republican Governor Greg Abbott's desk. Abbott is considered likely to sign it into law. The legislation would forbid employees in any state agency, school district, campus, open enrollment charter school, or school administration to require or make part of a course a number of concepts promoted by CRT. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC is investigating a small number of young adults and adolescents who may have experienced heart problems following a COVID-19 vaccine, though the agency stressed it is unclear the vaccine is responsible. The reports of heart issues in young adults and adolescents is typically occurring after the second dose and shows up about 4 days after vaccination. Regarding kids getting the COVID-19 vaccines, Dr. Richard Besser, former acting director of the CDC, tells ABC's Good Morning America.
I think every parent has to make their own decision. You know, as a pediatrician, what I would say is, at this point, there's nothing to raise concern. This is telling me that the system is working. And we do know that COVID infection itself can be very serious. We've lost hundreds of children. There have been thousands who've been hospitalized, thousands who've developed an inflammatory syndrome. One of the pieces of that can be myocarditis. And so what I would say is, from my perspective, the risk of COVID is so much greater than any theoretical risk from the vaccine. I would say go ahead so we can get our lives back to what we want them to be.
An increased security presence around the U.S. Capitol is no longer there. National Guard troops ended their mission in D.C. The troops had been near the Capitol since early January, although there were no specific threats of any harm to be done to any of the buildings in and around the Capitol. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.